thing when they said downplaying
Blog this. Talk Radio.
I'm not downplaying it. The issue was it wasn't that deep to me. It got taken serious because a lot of people have internalized it. And I understand, okay, a lot of people, to me, I just didn't get offended in that way. And I really wasn't thinking about it like that. So it wasn't that I'm downplaying it. I understand that people were upset. That's what I said. Maybe people are coming in and out. So I can't keep apologizing, But what I said was, for those people that perceived it as if I was, you know, taking a dig at her for being black or whatever the case may be, I apologize for that, because that wasn't what it was. It was more so about, child, I probably would have said that shit too if I was arguing with her. Whether I was Evelyn or not, like, you know what I mean? It has nothing to do with Evelyn. Like, I'm taking Evelyn out of this. I'm saying for what I said. I probably would have said the shit too. I'm just being real. Not because, like, it probably would have just been something that came to my mind. Not because I'm sitting here thinking, oh, yeah, she's so ugly. She's a monk. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't that serious to me. But, all right. So let's talk about it. Be respectful. We have a lot of people more here, but I'm not going to go back and forth and argue. Okay. 257-2046, you're live on the air.
Hello. I'm not going to argue. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want to make some statements and just say maybe how it was perceived in the wrong way.
Okay.
And I think maybe sometimes younger people, like yourself, sometimes say what first comes to mind and not think about it. And I think had you presented it the way you're saying it now, it may have been perceived differently. Like had I been arguing with somebody and said blah, 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 instead of saying, well, she does look like a monkey.
Right. And you know what? I agree with you. Because when I said it and then I seen the reaction of the people, I'm like, oh, my God, wait, this wasn't kind of like a kiki. Like, we weren't kind of like jokingly arguing. Like, no, people really internalized this. And I was like, oh, my God. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And my other point is, I think maybe sometimes you are offended a little bit because now you have toned it down a little bit than when you first came on, because this is your platform and you do keep it 100 all the time with all the other races. But you do get a little offended sometimes, because when you came on, you was, you can get off. That's not really what we want. That's not really how we want to be perceived. Now you have toned it down some. So let's keep this energy. You don't want people to really get off. I don't want people to really get off. The way you are right now, that's the energy you normally keep. You have a controversial show. You talk about everything, and you talk about everybody. You do. But you don't want people to perceive you so negatively.
No, I really don't. I really do not want people. Here's the thing. I don't want people to leave. I don't want people to perceive me in a negative way. But I don't want people to feel like, you know, to just turn everything that I'm saying in such a negative way and then feel like I'm just supposed to just sit there and like, don't tell me how I meant something. You get what I'm saying? Don't tell me that I don't like black people. Don't tell me. I sit up here every day and let you guys, you know, tell me about myself when I'm just telling my truth. So if I haven't lied to you yet, don't tell me who I am. I'm telling you who I am myself.
Right. Because Miriam wasn't offended when we had the Hispanic show the other day.
And Miriam is my moderator, and I talk to Miriam daily.
Right.
So could you imagine how she feels when I have a whole bunch of black people calling in here, and she's Puerto Rican?
Right, exactly. And she's from New York.
That's not
like
cool.
Like Evelyn. Right. And Evelyn know that in New York, Puerto Ricans is black, they Puerto Rican, and everybody get along the same way. So to her, calling OG a monkey, that wasn't a hit for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because Puerto Ricans and black is on the same level in the South Bronx. So she don't see herself as being a racist when she say that, even though the rest of the world do. So people was offensive, like, when you said it. And so that's why you have to come back, because people just not used to that.
Right.
People not used to that. So, you know, so I understand you coming back,
and I think
being offended.
And I have to realize, I'm broadcasting to hundreds. This is a learning lesson to me, because
right.
I'm broadcasting to hundreds of people, right? And so as much as sometimes I feel like, you know, it's just a number on the screen, and, you know, it's the same people every day, you know, perhaps
right.
people really don't know me. You know, like, I
right.
think that you guys know me. Because it's
no,
like,
because we don't,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't know you.
Because everybody don't know me. So when I say monkey, they like, oh, you know, when me, I'm just like, yeah, bitch, I call that hoe a monkey, just like I call that other bitch Gary Coleman. Bye. You get what I'm
right.
saying? But they
exactly.
could be like, oh, my God, like, oh, my God. And then you have other people trying to blow it out of proportion and paint these narratives, which I understand. So you're absolutely right. Thank you.
Right. Okay. You're welcome, baby.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's take some more. See, that was cool. I don't mind, you know, honest criticism. 770-5643. You're live on the air.
Armand, you was very wrong for calling another black woman.
Yeah, he's out. You don't get to call into here, so. 217-1703.
Hi, Armand. This is what I have to say. I completely understand what you're saying. This is your platform. I gravitated to you because you're 100% authentic, and you remind me of myself in a lot of ways. Like, for instance, I've said some disgusting things on your show, and you have reprimanded me. And you know what? I must thank you, because you know what? I am the only caller you've ever allowed to have a full-on Kiki session. And when those people are in the comments, majority black women was in the comments calling me every name in the book, everything but a child of God. You know what I'm saying? And now they want to feel offended. The majority of you people in the comments, every time I call in, you guys say the most disrespectful, disgusting things about me as a black gay man. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are watching another openly black gay man. So what you're saying about me, obviously you're feeling about Armand too, and about the other gays. So, and then you want to say, gay black men are disrespectful and they hate black women. Are you crazy?
No, hold on. I want to let you know why that caller got hung up on. That caller got hung up on because he's a troll, and he tries to troll, and he's done it 2-3 days, and he's being messy with another channel. That's why he got hung up on. Okay, go ahead.
Like, and you guys want to say gays? I see some people in the comments saying that gay black men hate black women. No, my mother's a black woman. My sister's a black woman. Armand's mother's a black woman. We love black women. But you black women, as soon as you guys get mad at us, oh, we're the F word. Oh, we're carrying diseases. You know what I'm saying? It's okay for Armand to discuss other topics like LGBT or other races. But when it comes to the black woman, oh, we are the least desired. Oh, we are the least protected. Get off of that BS. Get off of it. Get off of it. Because being a black woman, yes, it's hard.
Hold on. My dog is barking way too hard. I got to see. Hold on. Give me a second. I got to make sure. I got to see what's going on with him. Hold on. All right, I am back. Okay, let's see. Hello? Okay, let me take another one. Yeah, so trolls will not get through, period. I don't have time for that today. 336-6210, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, it's Alpha Glam, one of your mods, honey.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Hey, boo. First of all, I want to tell you, I don't necessarily agree with you, but at the same time, I'm not going to ever stop supporting you. And the reason why I'm not going to ever stop supporting you is because I believe in your vision. I do believe that you are a true talent. And I do think that you keep it, of all the YouTube bloggers, you keep it one of the realest. I just don't agree with you on that monkey comment, though. I can't, because as a black woman, you may not think it's deep because, not because necessarily because you're a black man or that you're a black gay man, but as a black woman, from my perspective, it is deep for us because the whole world has told us for years how ugly black women are, in particular dark-skinned women. And so because of that condensation, I'm not really mad more at you. I'm not even really mad at Evelyn because I don't really care. I've never been one to get caught up in celebrity so much where I let it affect my emotions personally. But at the same time, what the issue is that when you have someone who has always, somebody like Evelyn, who has always downgraded black women on that TV show when it came to Tammy, when it came to what's that other girl, Mika or Misha, that was on there a few years ago on Basketball Wives? I can't remember her name, but, I mean, she kind of got bullied by all of them from the time when Evelyn jumped on the table about to slap somebody in the face, all those different types of things. And now you want to turn around and say you're going to sue OG for calling you a racist, but you act and your terminology and the way that you think is in a racist way. Not you, but I'm talking about Evelyn. You think in a racist way. And the problem I see is it's not about her being what her true heritage is. She may very well have black heritage. She may very well have that because she's clearly not 100% a white woman. That would be a lie. And she definitely does have some African features. However, her African features are so far gone that at the end of the day, like, she doesn't really identify with an African-American woman or even an African aesthetically looking woman. So for her to call another black woman who is African looking a monkey, that's why it's so deep. And then to turn around and try to say now all of a sudden you want to claim Afro-Latino when you've never claimed that before now. But now that you're in trouble, now you want to claim Afro-Latino. So that's why as a black woman, you may not think it's deep, Armand, but for us it is deep because, like I said, when you've been told something constantly, and not just verbally,
let me ask you a question, which I believe I'm on your side with that 100%. I swear to God I am. But I think the thing is for me where I would say made the mistake or maybe just didn't really understand is what level we were on when we were addressing the comment. Because to me, what you're saying, yes, on a deeper level, that definitely makes sense. But on a level where we're roasting and gagging, bitch, you getting called a monkey. Not you, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? And it just is what it is. You get what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, if we're roasting, and if I'm just roasting and gagging you, I just can't justify, I just can't understand how that is, like, we can't say that, like, that's so bad, but it was okay when people make HIV and AIDS comments to gay men or dick in the booty comments when it's roasting and gagging. Like, that's still offensive as well. The stereotype of every gay man's going to die with AIDS? You know what I mean? Like, so, but there's this all fair in love and roast. So that's kind of the place where I was coming from.
I feel what you're saying from your perspective, when you call, this is what I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but from your perspective, from what you're saying is that when you call OG a monkey, you're talking about her physicality only, not her skin color, correct?
Right. It was just more so.
What she physically, okay. So as far as that, if had that been more clarified, I can see that. I can even see why you would say, okay, maybe y'all shouldn't be offended. But because you didn't clarify that, And because OG is a dark-skinned woman, automatically, whether you meant to or not, I'm not saying you did, because like I said, I still love you, but whether you meant to or not, consciously, oftentimes when we see dark people, that's, and I'm not even just with black women, this happens with black men as well. Constantly when we see each other, we constantly want to tear each other down, and white supremacy has allowed us, or not allowed us, but they have indoctrinated us to believing that it's okay to downgrade one another in that way. And some, right. At some point, yeah, when it comes to roasting gags, I agree with you. Sometimes, you know, there is no bottom line, but when it comes to each other, we got to be better than that. We just have to at the end of the day, because they already,
you know where I think it came from? Here's the thing. I think for me, because I even said it, if you remember watching the video, it was kind of quick. So you're right. I came from a place of lightheartedness or just kind of throwing slick shade. But the perception, and this is where it got messed up. I hadn't realized, this is my fault. I hadn't realized, because like I said, I didn't really watch too much. Like I told you, like people have been wanting me to talk about it. So I hadn't realized the going thing over on the internet that people had internalized Evelyn and Shawnee as like this colorist, as this racist. Like they had like it was deeper than just roasting and gagging for most people. And so when I said what I said, it literally blew out of proportion because I just kind of went surface level, and people that have kind of been invested in this whole situation, they have already made up in their mind that Evelyn is a colorist and Shawnee's a colorist. So it was already on a deeper level. Her statement was already perceived much deeper
right.
than me just throwing shade at you. It was more like, I'm better than you because you look the way you look and I look the way that I look. And that's how most people perceived it. And that's the narrative that's been going on. And that's why I'm having the conversation, because I am adult enough to be like, all right, that's not where I meant what I meant. So I apologize if that's how you guys perceived it, because I understand where you guys meant, where you guys were at. I don't think that I was at the same place of the people during that time. You get what I'm saying? I think everybody else was a little bit deeper. You know what I'm saying? I think
right,
I was just more at a place like they were just throwing shade back and forth on the internet.
Right, but to keep it all the way 100, though, in my personal opinion, I do believe I'm not sure about Shawnee, but I will say Shawnee co-signs a lot of things that Evelyn does. But and I think partially that's due just because Evelyn brings in ratings. However, I will say my personal opinion, Evelyn is definitely a colorist, and she's proven it. When you're sitting there calling your ex black and blue on Twitter, whether or not, yes, he was wrong for putting his hands on you, that's true. But when you take the time to put the emphasis on someone's color like that, and then after you already have a history of doing that, calling a black woman a monkey, that's what makes her look like a colorist. And in my opinion, she is. So like I said, I still love you, Armand. I don't agree. We're going to have to agree to disagree on the monkey comment. I'm going to let other people get on the line. I'm going to keep modding the
Hold on. It's not even agree to disagree, because in the context of the climate of the show and what it represents, I wouldn't have called her a monkey. That's just kind of what but see, a lot of people are taking that out of they're perceiving that wrong too, because I said, well, once we kind of got into it, I said, well, Evelyn, you know, people, the way that people are perceiving you, you are not allowed to say things like that. So in that context, you're absolutely right. She should not have said it, especially if the narrative is being pushed that she is a racist and that she's a colorist. You shouldn't say those things, because even if you're just surface level roasting and gagging and what we call reading, it's going to be taken out of proportion and people are going to be feeling hit and like really offended, you know, internally. So I know what I mean, like different levels. I know exactly what you're saying now. Most people felt some type of way about the show in its entirety, and that they felt like the show has a lot of colorism to the show. And so when I said the word monkey, people immediately internalized it because they were already on edge about, you know, the
right.
climate of the show. So I understand. I agree with you. So thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Love you, Armand. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. All right. Let's take another call. Okay. 202 9212.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Okay, so this is my first time calling into the show. But
okay.
I wanted to say this because I heard you say that the women that are speaking out are triggered because they look like OG or they
No, I didn't say that they look like OG. I said maybe they see OG in themselves. The piece of OG, whatever she represents, they see OG in themselves.
Okay. Well,
or they feel like they can relate to her story.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say that I don't necessarily agree with that because I felt like what she said was racist and I felt like it was wrong. And I'm mixed and I don't look back at any part of my timeline here and think of, like, identify with OG. But what I think is so, like, serious about the issue is that black people are at, like, we can't benefit from being racist. So it's like,
okay,
we have no benefits from being racist. And, you know, like, so when you talk about having, like, a moderator that's, like, Puerto Rican and stuff, like, it's more so like black people, like, are the butt of, you know, everything. So, like, Hispanic races, they talk about black people, you know, like, white people, all races talk about black people in those ways. So it's like black people don't really benefit from racism in any type of way. So you can't really say that black people are being racist or, like, I don't know how to explain it, but we're, like, in that way to other races. It's,
okay,
it's always a place of defense because we can never benefit from it.
Okay.
And also with just, like, OG's appearance or whatever. Actually, I don't even – hold on.
Okay, we're going to have to take – yes, okay. We're going to have to move on. We got a lot of people on here. 443-3019, you're live on the air.
Hi, Oman.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. I wanted to give an African perspective, basically.
Okay.
Basically, people are coming at you, and they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
So,
let's go.
So basically, my background, my dad's Nigerian. My mom's, she's African-American. So, basically, I have the perspective on both sides. Growing up with my African sisters, when I used to go to school, I used to hear the whole, like, African booty scratcher, all this
right,
stuff.
And this comes
from
black
women. And my sisters were, like, so embarrassed, like, to even have the first name, like, I mean, the actual first name on their sheets and stuff like that. So they would use, like, their middle names and change, you know, the first name because they were so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit is, like, basically from black women. It didn't come from, like, who else did it come from? And I'm really confused when all of a sudden everybody's so, like, so pro-African and all this stuff like that. When it's, like, before, you know, not too long ago, everybody was African booty scratchers and all this stuff like that. Everybody wanted light-skinned babies. Like, so it's, like, a lot of hypocrisy I keep hearing. It's pretty much bullshit.
Well, I think a lot, like I said, I think this stems from people's personal lives, a lot of people seeing themselves in these characters. Like, the invested piece that Shani was talking about, I think the invested piece that she possibly may have been talking about, and I'm not defending Shani, but the invested piece that I think that she's talking about maybe internally invested, meaning like, okay, a lot of times we do this. We watch TV and we put ourselves into the characters. Who are we in this storyline? Who
right.
is representing our person? So I think a lot of people felt like, you know, OG was being mistreated, and because she was, you know, and I've talked to several people
right.
about it, and she was
yeah.
being mistreated,
mm-hmm.
and she was standing up to the mean girls who, you know, typically would be considered more desirable, this, that, and the third. And
right.
and people didn't think that it was fair. And you know what? I have to agree with that. And so, and then when it was like when Evelyn called her a monkey after already being called a colorist, things like that, it was almost like, yeah, you mm-hmm. definitely think that you're better than her and all this stuff. And OG is not ugly. Like, we're going to uplift, you know, the girl that's not so pretty. We're going to uplift the nerd and this, that, and the third. So after like understanding, I get it. Like, I get why people are Team OG and why people were upset, because it's kind of like the mean girl versus the nerd. I understand that. But
right.
surface level, if I was just arguing with you, I probably would have called you a monkey. Had I known that it would have been this serious, I probably wouldn't have called you a monkey, because then it would have really hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? That's just like, that's like a person, you know. Okay, so I'll give you an example. I went out and my friend was out, right? And then we were out, and this guy, like, he was just doing too much, right? And he was just doing way too much. And he was sweating, and he was dancing. He was, like, running into us and everything, right? And so I had to kind of let him know, like, back up, you know what I mean? He kind of gave me a lot. And I was like, you know, I called him a B-word. I said, bitch, you need to back up. Like, you're doing too much, right? And so he was fine. But then somebody that was with me ended up was like, yeah, you fat B. Now the dude was heavy set. So then he got mad, right? And then so he tried to fight my friend. So what after that, like, I seen the guy again, and then I said, let me just talk to you for a second. Let's just handle this like adults. And then I was like, you know, I said, whatever you was doing, I just was trying to be cool. Like, you black, I'm black, we in an all-white establishment, let's just be cool. And he was like, well, you know, he called me a B. And I said, well, actually, I was the one that called you a B first, right? But
right.
He was like, yeah, but he called me fat. Now the boy was fat, so he feels some type of way about his fatness. So it wasn't even being
right.
called a B. It was the fact that he feels some type of way about himself. So that triggered him to just be so upset, which is, if we known that that was a trigger for him, I probably wouldn't have called the boy fat. But he probably got called fat just because it was like, move your fat ass out of the way. But you know what I mean? But if that really would have hurt the boy feeling like that, we probably wouldn't have stated the obvious. Am I making sense?
It makes a lot of sense, but it's just like, the only thing with me is just like, people are saying, like, they have all these complaints, but this is the same things y'all say in real life. I've heard this plenty of times. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm telling you, growing up, like, with being African and stuff like that, I'm telling you, you see a whole different perspective. You know what I'm
uh-huh.
saying? When Africans talk about African Americans, they call them black people. We don't see them as the same, because they're not
right.
the same. When they come here, they have the perspective of, like, I told my cousin, right, he came from Nigeria. I straight up told him, like, you got to dress a certain way. Tell them you're Jamaican. Like, this is, like, 07. Like, because I know what he was going to get. I know, like, how his experience is going to be. So I had to tell
mm-hmm.
him to change his whole style up. You know what I'm saying? To appease, because he's going to a black school. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want him to be like, oh, he's an African kid and stuff like that. I was going to say, I see the people wearing dashikis and all that. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm laughing at all of this. It's bullcrap. Everybody coming at you and stuff like that about the monkey thing. But I'm telling you, this is the same thing everybody else say. You were saying it on here. What's the difference? It's no difference.
Well, and my thing is, I didn't mean it in that way. Like, if there was ever like a, if it was like a serious like color, but see, that's
you're
the
not
thing. Like,
racist,
but people will literally run with that, but they ignore the fact that I'm literally on my platform saying it's hip hop trying to make Latinos take over. But nobody here, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, am I not saying that
yeah.
too?
They only hear what they want to hear.
They only hear what they want to hear based upon their own triggers and self-esteem.
Yes. Because like I'm
period.
Saying, I said, the same people that should hear come out, oh, why you calling OG a monkey? Oh, black girls, all this stuff like that. Man, y'all the same ones price for this saying African booty scratcher. Michael Blackson was sitting there talking about it too, how he grew up. It's the same stuff. I really don't want to hear it. So that's all I wanted to say to you, Armand. All
right. Thank you. Let me take a quote, GM.
Take care.
All right. 6049. You're live on the air, boo.
Hey, how you doing, Amon?
Good. Don't be cursing like you do.
I'm not. I already just said I ain't going to do it. I want to say first, Mocha Hunters, thank you so much for letting him know I'm on the line. Thank you, boo. Anyways, I like this topic here, and I want to say this, okay? stand in your truth. Please, Armand, stand in your truth. If people like you for you and they want to hear your true opinions and they want to hear your true thought on, you know, what you think about situations, then they got to deal with the good, the bad, and no pun intended, the ugly in this situation.
Right.
Now, listen. The truth of the fact of the matter is the girl do look like a she have monkey-esque features, but this is
period.
What puts me out. Monkeys are cute to me. See, this is where I'm tripping at, right? Because when you usually look at a picture of a monkey, they're kind of cute. So I'm wondering, why are people taking it as ugly? See, is it something in the psyche? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when you said you guys are internalizing it, I said, well, dog, he might have a point. Is that why everybody coming hard like that? Why is everybody in their feelings? Now, when Roseanne, they did this to Roseanne. Remember she said that lady looked like a monkey, that real life skin lady. Remember that?
Yes, she did.
Yeah. The lady looked like a monkey. When I looked at that lady, she looked like a monkey. Well, she had monkey-esque features.
Right.
But she was light skinned. They drugged that woman. They fired that woman. They killed her on her own show.
Right.
Everything because she told the truth. So my thing is, and let me say this real quick, as far as basketball wise, all of them drag each other. It's just, that's why we watch the show.
Well, right,
if
that's what I'm saying. If we roasting
each other,
and gagging.
We wouldn't watch.
Right. Like, but my whole thing is, do you get what I'm saying? What I'm saying, like, if we're just roasting and gagging and I throw out a read to you, like, you nappy headed monkey looking bitch, like, you, it is what it is. Like, oh, why did you know? But what I'm saying is, I think people are getting offended. And see, people are getting mad when I say this, and they're going to take this like I'm saying this is a light skin thing. This has nothing to do with color. I could put Jennifer in the place of Evelyn if you would like. So let's just use Jennifer. But even then, people are trying to discredit Jennifer's darkness in Malaysia. All I'm saying is, Evelyn has privilege because Evelyn is pretty. Evelyn looks good. So people are tired of the pretty girl being able to say, you know what, girl, you're not cute. So they feel some type of way about that. So Evelyn being a pretty girl, she doesn't get the right to call another person ugly, especially in the climate of where we are right now, where people feel so sensitive and people feel like, hey, listen, you're already a colorist. You already get a pass. You already get privilege and you're not black. So you don't get to call another black girl ugly because you already, you know, have this privilege where so many other probably women feel unattractive. And it just is what it is. I think people have to be honest with how they feel about themselves.
That's what it comes down to. Because let me tell you something. I'm going to drag you for every flaw that you got. Me and you can have the same exact flaw. If we have it out, if we fussing, if we fighting, I'm going to drag you on what I know is going to hurt. I'm going to point and I'm going to poke at that. That's how fighting works if people forget. I don't know if you forget how that goes. But anyways, remember, I don't, because you said you don't watch it much, but maybe some of your subscribers, viewers, remember when Tammy had said, Keisha, something like, shut your black A up. See, I told y'all I wasn't going to cuss. She
yes.
said, shut your black A up. Oh, my God. Tammy was colorist. Tammy was right. Oh, God. And I was like, everybody say, shut your black A up. Black people, that's what we do. You're like, girl, shut your black A up. People
right.
is so sensitive nowadays, and it make you really scared to talk to folks because they just cry. They soft, like Bernie Mac said. They soft. They need some milk and cookies, okay?
Yeah, it just is what
soft.
It is. It's like, I think I didn't realize the climate that we were in when I said, yeah, she do look like a monkey, because I would be lying to you if I didn't feel like OG. Just because I'm like, people are giving me heat right now, I'm still not going to sit here and say that I don't think she looked like a monkey, because to me, she do look like a monkey, but it's not like in a bad way. She just has monkey-esque features. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. That's like me saying that OG is not built like a bodybuilder. She's built like
she's
very mapped. She's very strongly built. And I'm not going to pretend like I don't see that.
And right, and they're pretending like, but you know what? This is what I want to ask too. Is it because with me, not with you, but as far as Evelyn calling her the monkey, with me, I got not offended, but I didn't like that. And the reason why I didn't like that is because ever since season one, I really don't like Evelyn because she is a bully in general. she bullies everybody. So I was wondering if people was really upset with the fact that she's just this big bully and she's bullying OG. Until you brought up the internalization, I wasn't even thinking that people was internalizing it. But when you bring that up, that is a very good point, and I think that's exactly what it is. But initially, I thought it was just the fact that Evelyn's a big bully. You know what I'm saying?
I think people are internalizing, and that's why they're looking for a reason to be offended with other people. Like, people are so mad at me, but they're trying to act like they don't understand where I was coming from. How the hell could it be I was saying this? What do I get out of being a colorist and I'm black as OG? Come on, does that make sense?
It don't make sense. People just want to cry, and that's just what it is nowadays. People just, they want to cry, and I don't even get it. They just
We got to take some more calls, love. We got some more super chats. I got to get to Rashana, and then we got 9462. Okay, so which one is Rashana? Okay, hold on. I got to get to some more people because we've been on here an hour. And we got way too many people in the chat that want to get in. So if you want to get in, super chat to the last four. Okay, 9760. Okay, she's going to get on now. We got a lot of people on here. So I don't know how many more we're going to take. If you want to absolutely say something. 9760. It's so many people. I'm trying to find a number. Okay. 443-9760. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I just feel like, you know, where do we draw the line between what's offensive and are we just being sensitive?
I think we draw the line when we look at public figures or we're going to get on these platforms. And then, you know, if you have a person like me, or because I'm talking about me. I'm not even talking about Evelyn. I'm talking about me. I said what I said, but because I said it here, maybe with 800 people on here, people are pretending like they don't feel the same way in the comfort of their own home, that they ain't never said that about somebody. That would look like, you know, like all these people acting like they just think that OG is the prettiest thing on the planet. Like, come on. Like, that's what's like getting me. Like, y'all really going to do that? Like, come on.
Yeah, because
if I take a poll right now and say who want to look like OG, I bet you ain't nobody going to say me.
Yeah, okay, so when you said it, I didn't really feel no kind of way. But I'm not dark-skinned. I'm kind of light. But I could see why somebody that's dark-skinned could be offended. But at the same time, it's like we do laugh about everybody. So it's like, are we just being sensitive? And nobody said anything about Evelyn calling CC Ling Ling. They wasn't that butthurt about it.
No, first of all, let's just call a spade, and I could talk about black. I could talk about now. See this word. Now, who ain't went into the nail shop and ain't made a racist joke about the Chinese people doing the nails? I will turn this live off right now if everybody in here start acting like they ain't never done it.
I've heard so many people say that. That's
majority of black people go into the nail shop and be giving that to the Chinese people. They be doing nail, you do nail, they do all of that. That's why it's a whole stereotype. But the only reason why they got so offensive and they jumped behind the narrative because it was able to, they used that CC situation to push the narrative about Evelyn being a colorist. They don't really care about that. It was more so to validate their point about OG being called a monkey. Like, a lot of these people, like, there's so many people that's probably on this live that go into they get their nails done and then said something about the Chinese, period. I know they have.
Yeah, they really do. So it's just like, it's either we laugh at everybody or we laugh at nobody. But black people, we're still going to laugh at everybody regardless. And I mean, I wouldn't say it, but it's like, I don't know.
All right. Thank you, caller. We got to get to some more calls. Thanks, boo.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's see. B Scales, 9462. Somebody said I skipped them. I'm not going to skip you. I'm going to get to you if you're super chatted. I'm going to get to you. 9462. Okay. Hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hello?
Black woman is not monkeys, and Wally sent me. Black women is not.
Hello? Okay. Thank you. Who else? 0949. Last four, 0949. Where is the, I don't see it. Oh, there, don't I? Okay, 803-0949.
Hey, Amon.
Hey,
sorry, I just really wanted to make this point. That's why I said I sent my money in, but what I think it is, people love and adore you, right? And when it comes to the term monkey, it goes back so far, back before our parents was young. I mean, before our parents was born, everybody. So what it is when you say monkey, it automatically triggers something. And
yes.
When you say it publicly, like how you said one time, I remember you was like, yeah, I call my, you know, your friend's girl. But if a man was to say it to you, you'd be like, oh, don't do that. Like a straight man.
Right.
Like who you don't know. You'd be like,
yes.
Girl, what you talking about? So we're all like brothers and sisters. So when it comes to another black man saying, oh, yeah, she like a monkey, it's not saying that you did. I know you didn't mean it that way. You did
okay.
not mean it that way. But it comes just from a place of hurt. Just automatically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get it. That's what I'm
so
saying. That's what I'm saying.
What
I didn't
is.
Even
like,
know that. I didn't understand the climate. I understand now that people were already feeling some type of way. You get what I'm saying? They were already, like, the way I meant it probably was more surface level, like, girl, anybody can get it. But most people looked at it, the source that it was coming from, like, they feel some type of way about the person that sent the message because they feel as though.
Yeah, and plus, you don't know where a lot of people are from. Like, I'm from the South. And then people still say, white people still say monkey, monkey, monkey. You know what I'm saying? You might not hear that where you're from in California, but some places people do still say it. So when it comes to our own brother saying, oh, she like a monkey, you didn't mean it that way, but it's like, dang, why you had to add to it? Like, if someone was to see it, somebody racist was to see it, they'd be like, see, even this black man thinks she like a monkey. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know. I see where you're coming from, and I also see where other people are coming from. It's just, we shouldn't hurt ourselves publicly. Like, of course we done said so many things about other races, but, you know, you are a brother. You know what I'm saying? And hearing it publicly, it's just like, dang, somebody else said that to us or said that about black women.
Right. I totally get it.
But it's in a joke.
You know what I'm saying? But however, like, I'm human, and I definitely didn't mean it in that way. So, and I'm glad that, and then for those people that understand that, great. For those people that don't, there's nothing that I could do. I said what I said, and I'm glad I've actually did this live and said it in that way. But if people don't get it, then I'm not finna lose no sleep over. Like, I'm not going to kill myself. Like, you're not going to beat this down in my head. Like, I know that I didn't mean it in a way to be derogatory. And I know that I give everybody a fair licking on this channel, from gay to black to Latin to straight. Like, everybody gets it. So, and y'all give it to me. So it is what it is. But thank you.
Yeah, but we still love you. All right. Thanks, Amon.
Bye. All right, so unless we have any more people, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to thank you guys all for coming in. And so I just want to let you guys know that I'm glad we actually have this conversation. For those people that we have lost, sorry to see you go, but I'm glad that you did go, because perhaps this was just not the place for you, because we probably are not on the same page with things, and I probably would offend you further. You know what I mean? And not even realize it. For the people that's still here, thank you. For the moderators that called in, shout out to you. I'm loving that, you know, you're a moderator and you can still, like, you can respectfully disagree. You get what I'm saying? And then we can talk about it like this. And I feel like this was a good way of talking about it, because I feel like I was able to get my point across on what I meant by it. And also, I realized that the climate in which I said monkey, it was already a deeper brewing conversation, so it hit differently when I said it, which I didn't really I didn't realize it was that serious to some people in that moment. And I'm a human being. I'm not perfect, y'all. So in that retrospect, I understand why it was so offensive to some people. And so, and because it had been such a big conversation going on the internet previous to me talking about it, it was like when I said it, it was like oh, you called her a monkey. You know what I mean? So I do apologize for that. And so, yeah, I apologize because the way it was said, because I don't want it to come across like I'm being fake. Like I would not have called her that. I probably would have called her that on my own time if we was going back and forth. If she was reading me and I was reading her, she definitely would have got called that. I just want to put that out there. And that had nothing to do with colorism or nothing. I'm just saying, like, on just a read as a read, on like a roasting and a gag, I'd have roasted her ass. I'd have called her buff and everything else. She probably would have called me, you know what I'm saying? I would have went there. But like had I known that that's something that's a trigger or maybe make you really feel bad, like I'm not gonna go. But if I knew that was a below the belt trigger, I don't like to go below the belt. So in that moment, being called a monkey is kind of a below the belt trigger for some black women. So I understand. So I'm glad that we were able to have this conversation. I love you guys all. Thank you for listening. I apologize. I love all my beautiful black women and queens. And I shout out to my gay boys. Shout out to my black kings in here too. And yeah, thank you guys all for understanding and talking to me and getting into some things. Bye. Oh, wait, am I missing somebody else? Do we need somebody else? Did I miss another number? Oh, hold on. Oh, 4564. Oh, okay, hold on. Oh, I almost missed you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you for holding off for me. I was sitting there screaming at my phone. I just wanted to let you know, I've been watching you off and on, and I love your platform, and I love what you're saying, and I love that you speak your truth. And I want to just say that I agreed with you with what you were saying about people not able to channel the same energy when we go about roasting or insulting people. Everybody was laughing and carrying on about the AIDS and the gay remark and ha, 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 gay, dick, you know, all the other stuff. And it was funny then. But when someone else decided, when you decided to say, oh, you know, yeah, she doesn't like a monkey, suddenly now everyone's very, very angry because when it's them or if they are seeing themselves in, like you said, the person, now they're offended. But when it's anyone else, if they're not related to it, they think it's fine. It's okay. It's just a joke. It's just roasting. And people weren't understanding that, well, what about me? You know, this impacts me as an LGBT and, you know, the AIDS thing. Didn't you think I would have been offended hearing that person joke about it? And everyone's like, yeah,
right.
I understand that. But still, you know, and it's just like.
But they think that I'm just supposed to sit here and take it and understand that it's roasting gagging.
Yeah.
You know, when they go in on gay people and when they talk about how gay people are whores and could be nasty and this and messy and this, when all these gay stereotypes come up that I have to deal with every day that I've internalized, that I've been told through, you know, just from family and church and this and black women that get mad. Like when you argue with a black woman, then, you know, it's all of a sudden you F this, you gate it, like, and all those things that I have to get up here and, you know, take myself out of the situation and not internalize it so I don't have a disdain for black women. People don't see that part, but people also feel like I don't have a right to discuss my struggle. The only struggle here is for me to understand the black women's struggle because that's my core audience. So forget about you know, the struggle that I have as a black gay man, because to them I don't have one because they don't understand it. And that's not I never going to agree with that. I'm never going to understand that.
And I am, you know, I'm an extremely dark black African-American woman. In my past, I was called midnight, blackie, darkie, all of those words from my own people who are also looking just like me. And I know it was done because also a little bit of colorism, but also a little bit because people wanted to drag me and just make fun of me. Those are just jokes and terms. So I'm going to be honest, I don't even know that girl, but I had to look at a picture of her, and I hate to say it, I did see the features of why they called her a monkey. So mm-hmm. it's like, you know, and this is for me, and I, you know, people have called me all sorts of things. It's, I can see why people look at it and be like, okay, that's really offensive, you know, because just like I understand what the other woman is saying, being called a monkey is kind of a, almost a colorist term because it's one of those words they throw at us as dark, black-skinned woman. But at the same time, it's a roast. Like, all, you know, all gloves are off at that point. You know, I'm going to call you a monkey. I'm going to call you, you know, whatever that gay stuff, all that other stuff. People do all that, and everyone's always cheering that on. But, you know, as soon as it's something that you kind of relate to, now suddenly it's a cancel culture. And I think it's unfair for you because you were just keeping it 100% honest. And I prefer that you do it that way going forward. And I really appreciate you keeping it 100% honest. And don't change your platform at all.
You thank you.
Really
thank
bring
you.
A very positive and very, I would say neutral. Like, you don't, you're not negative. You're very, very positive about what you're saying. You keep it 100. You let them know what something's wrong. What
but
something's
these are
right.
also these are also the same people. You got to think, this is a lot of the same people who dragged me for giving another person a compliment. Cardi B a compliment because they don't like her. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like people just want you to be stuck in this one-sided mentality, and that's not me. That's never going to be me. If I like something on a person, I'm going to tell them. If I think that what you did is some bullshit, I don't give a damn how much money you spend. I've let go moderators that have spent hundreds of dollars. I don't care. You can't buy me. You know, you better ask them. That nigga stay trying to be in this chat. Got
what?
Blocked again. You know what I mean? Yeah, and he can't get enough. He
and you
stays
have,
making.
You have
he
been,
keeps making like keeps making different screen names to get here. He misses the being here, spends money. But you get what I'm saying? Because you can't buy. You cannot buy me. You cannot because you know. Guess what? I understand. As a black man, as a man, period. I'm not afraid to go work and go get it. Before YouTube, I have to work. So it doesn't matter if a subscriber decides, if I lose my platform today, guess what I'm going to have to do? Get it from the mud, start from the beginning, and take my ass to work. And I'm not better than that. I can do it willingly.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
Thanks, shout out to you.
All right. You keep doing yours.
Bye.
Sorry to hold you up.
No, it's okay. Yeah, so... with that being said, like that's the energy that I really want everybody to understand. And so, you know, a lot of times the subscribers, they feel like they own you because they've subscribed. And that was a lot of the reason, like your subscription, although it's very important, it's very valuable. Each and every one of you are important. But when it comes down to, you know, weaponizing your subscription, that's when I have to let you go. I've let go of moderators that tried to weaponize their super chats. I don't give a damn. And they still want to come over here because they went to other channels and it's garbage. I don't need your money. Not like that. Not at a, like, I didn't know. Like, my sanity is worth more than your $100. You could have it. You know what I mean? You can't die. I mean, when you die, you don't take the money with you. So I don't try to let everything, I don't try to get ruled by money. Okay. So although we need it and I love it, but yeah, man, like I was wrong for the way that I delivered it. I could have delivered it in a better way. However, I'm not going to sit here and beat myself up about it all day. So thanks y'all for understanding. Until next time, we getting out of here. And shout out to my moderators. Y'all been on it today. Blockity block, bitch.